USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is reportedly sending Patriot missiles to Slovakia after the country gave an air defense system to Ukraine. Pentagon officials saying the missiles have been already moved from Germany to Poland so they can be transferred quickly to Slovakia. The Patriot missiles are designed to intercept and destroy enemy missiles. This as United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson heads to Kyiv and holds a joint news conference with the Ukrainian president to reaffirm British support and condemn Russia's invasion.
What Putin has done in places like Bucha and in Irpin, his war crimes have permanently polluted his reputation and the reputation of his government.
The final round of the Masters Golf Tournament set to begin soon. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Former President Donald Trump continuing to host rallies across the country. The former president spending some time in North Carolina Saturday evening, where he speaks out against critical race theory being taught in schools.
As president, I was proud to sign the world's first ban on critical race theory.
The United States and NATO are imposing heavy sanctions on Russia, which has involved cutting trade agreements and even some Western companies halting sales in the country. Massachusetts Democratic Representative Jake Auchincloss, appearing on Fox News, explains what can be done further to punish Russia's economy.
It is more critical than ever that we cut off its most crucial source of hard currency. That means levying secondary sanctions on countries that are transacting with the Kremlin, first and foremost, China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Another person in the Biden administration is testing positive for COVID-19 after attending what's being dubbed a super spreader event.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is the latest federal official to test positive for COVID-19. He tweeted that he is vaccinated and boosted and that his symptoms are mild. He was among dozens who attended the annual Gridiron Club dinner last week who tested positive. That count includes Attorney General Merrick Garland, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and Joaquin Castro of Texas. Officials who did not attend the dinner are testing positive as well, including Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also tested positive recently. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
According to the White House, a national gas tax holiday remains on the table. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying a number of states have done that in an effort to give people a break from soaring gas prices. A teenager who died in a tragic fall from a Florida amusement park ride is being remembered. Funeral services for 14-year-old Tyree Sampson were held Saturday in his hometown of St. Louis. Sampson died 2 weeks ago after falling off the free fall ride at Orlando's Icon Park. His family is planning a lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.